19 minutes to 5 o'clock on this early, mashallah, Tuesday morning on our program, As-Safin to Ilal Jannah. Well, I see to all those listeners who has just woke up, 37 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. Well, today is the 23rd of Rajab, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, our wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah Wal Jama'ah, and our beloved senior Ustad, Hazrat Malala Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Tuesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Rajab, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Furqan, chapter number 25. And verse number 32. First and foremost, we should take cognizance of the fact that the previous scriptures, the Torah, the Injil, the Gospel, the Psalms, the Zabur, all these books and scriptures of the past were revealed one shot, in one go, to the respective prophet and messenger, whether it was Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, Prophet David, peace be upon him, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, but Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the final and last messenger of Almighty Allah, with an international global message for all times, all places, all circumstances. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed the noble Quran on the Mubarak, blessed, honorable heart of the Master, peace be upon him, via the agency of Gabriel, the archangel, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, over a period of 23 years. So the non-Muslims were objecting and saying, but why was this Quran Sharif not revealed in one go, one shot, like the previous scriptures? So in today's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala responds to that objection from the non-Muslims. Similarly, it's ironic but true. Remember all these previous books, we challenge the Vatican and the Pope. You read the original Injil and Gospel revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, in the original language by memory. And not one single person, no Pope, no priest, no pastor can do that. And we must remember, we go to the rogue apartheid regime of Israel or any other part of the world, and we ask them, you read for us that Torah that was revealed on Prophet Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, in the original language and by heart, by memory. Not a single one of them, no rabbi, no chief rabbi, no one can do that. They will tell you, you anti-Semite, and the Pope will tell you, there's no hope for the Pope. So that is a unique miracle of us Muslims and the characteristic of the Quran Sharif. Not one, two, millions of people, male, female, adult and children, Arabs and non-Arabs, majority are non-Arabs, that we have by heart memorized the noble Quran, and it has stood the test of time. And now, one, and you heard now Mona Arafat saying, 37 days time, inshallah, will be Ramadan Mubarak. We read, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. So thousands of places that the Quran will be read, Taraweeh will be performed, and millions of people will participate in that. And the Imams, mashallah, the leaders are reading it by memory. So that is the preservation of the noble Quran and the commemoration of the noble Quran. And no one in the world has this. So see the objection and listen to the response as well. So where are we now? Chapter 25 and verse number 32. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And the non-Muslims said, meaning they objected. Their aim was not to find out the truth. Their aim was to object so that they wanted to undermine the message and the messenger. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, they wanted people to reject it, but more people are embracing Islam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا And the non-Muslim said, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا Why was this Quran, the noble Quran, not revealed upon him? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, جُمْلَةً وَاحِدًا One shot, one go, like the previous scriptures. So Almighty Allah's response, كَذَلِكَ نَي Similarly, we revealed it piecemeal, gradually. Therefore, in the Quran Sharif, you will find chapter number 15, verse number 9. Chapter 15, verse 9. Now, you, the ulama students, you need to understand this, and you non-Muslims as well. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra. Indeed, we revealed it, the reminder. How? Nazzalna dhikra. Nazzalna means gradually and piecemeal. Tanzeel. Wa innahu la tanzeelu rabbil alameen. This Quran Sharif was revealed over a period of 23 years. So whenever Quran uses the word nazzalna tanzeel, it means piecemeal, gradually. But the same Quran also uses the word anzalna. Inzal, what does that mean? Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. We revealed it, the noble Quran, on the night of majesty, on the night of destiny. So from the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the sacred tablet, seven heavens and above, and it came to Sama'a Dunya, the first heaven and first sky. So remember that that is one shot. And that's why anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And from the first heaven to the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tanzeel, nazzalna, and that was over a period of 23 years. So both are applicable for Quran Sharif. So why did Almighty Allah let it be revealed gradually, piecemeal? Similarly, لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ So that Almighty Allah will reaffirm and Almighty Allah will grant you and pacify your Mubarak heart, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The enemies will raise objections against you, against your family, and Almighty Allah will reveal the verses to pacify you, to strengthen your heart, Mubarak, and you will continue with your message and your mission. And then the Quran was not, remember, the first verses to be revealed, Surah Alaq, first five verses, that's chapter number 96. And you see the last surah and chapter to be revealed, Idha Ja'a Nasrullah, that chapter 110. So Almighty Allah states, وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا And we made tartil of it, we arranged it also, and you read it according to that, and the Quran Sharif was arranged according to the supervision of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all this happened during the lifetime of the Master alayhi salam. There were two groups. One group were the Kuttab, the scribes. They would write down the revelation, like Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu an, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, and many others. And there were another group, the Huffaz, those would memorize it. So all this happened during the lifetime of the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the miracle of the noble Quran. It was, it is, it will always be al-mu'jizatul kubra, the greatest miracle of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the ummah today, hadhal Quran mahjura, they have abandoned it by and large. May Almighty Allah guide us to the right path. Let's give you news, views and interviews. Very sad story we start with. Last night after the Q&A, I received a message from a very, very good friend of mine from Port Elizabeth, and the message came from their municipality. I will send it out today. And they are telling them that the situation has become so acute there in PE Port Elizabeth that they will receive 50 liters per day. You must use that. And if they're not going to use that, they're going to exceed that, then they must be ready to stand in queues to receive water. So we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Allahumma aghithhum ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma aghithhum fi Port Elizabeth ya Hayyu ya Qayyum. Ya Allah, send your rain to them, ya Allah. Send your mercy to them there in PE. In Cuba, half of Cuba had no electricity because there were problems, the transformers burnt and so forth. So that's another sad story there in Cuba. Imagine half the island doesn't have power, electricity. United States is suffering from Chinese fever. So what is this Chinese fever? They're finding objects flying, balloons and what, they're just shooting them. But when you ask Biden and his cronies, what are you shooting? They say they're shooting unidentified objects. They themselves don't know, but they're shooting it. But what is in there, they don't know. They just say that the Chinese are sending these balloons and they are spying on America. But well, weren't you doing all that in other parts of the world? So remember, what you do one day must come back, remember. 10,000 people plus marched in France. Why? They say no arms to Ukraine. So you can see the people are fed up and they want Russia to finish this war. Saudi Arabia wants to jump ship and they want to join BRICS now, join South Africa. Can you believe that? Then Russia and China and India and Brazil. The Iranian president, Raisi, he's going to China. So all of them are going to cut deals. Iran also is going to join. They made application to join BRICS. You Jutlas, you Zionists, you Haramis, listen nicely. Didn't I tell you? Go read your Haaretz newspaper of last night and this morning and go see. Hundreds of thousands of people gathered and they marched there at the Knesset in Jerusalem. Sunday they were marching. Yesterday was a Black Monday in Israel. And they said, we don't want dictatorship. We don't want the politicians to have an overreach, that they will undermine the Supreme Court and the judges. Even Biden had to criticize them. Remember, the current government, although in a roundabout way, he says, no, Israel was founded on democracy and so forth. So remember, the Haaretz brought a wonderful article. Bring on the sanctions on Israel. Start applying what you did to apartheid South Africa. So show them a lesson, remember that. I told you that these churches, remember, is not a place to pray, P-R-A-Y. It's a place to pray, P-R-E-Y. In Portugal, from 1950, you work out the maths. So it means more than 70 years ago, that in Portugal more than 5,000 children were molested, sexually assaulted in churches in Portugal. And the people say that 5,000 is, remember, a very conservative figure. It was much, much more. People send their children to the churches and the priest is busy with them. They want to get busy. So therefore, remember, you Christians, now they're legalizing their Church of England gay marriages. The Pope of yours, I don't know which Bible he's reading, the Holy Bible or the Wicked Bible, he says lesbianism and gay business is not a crime. What a shame. Look at the story in Pakistan. In Pakistan, more than 50 people arrested because one person desecrated the Quran, Allah forbid, and then they killed him. So they said he's a murtad, an apostate. They took the law in their own hands. So the police came and arrested these people. Wallahu al-musta'an, Allah make easy. In our continent, in Chad, remember, there are more than 450 people arrested. Why? They say they were involved in the murder of President or Prime Minister Darby or Derby, D-E-R-B-Y. So imagine that they are just arresting people left, right and center. You know that more than 35,000 people have passed away there in Turkey and Syria. And the Amir of Qatar, mashallah, for this we must salute him. They donated millions and millions and 10,000 mobile homes and houses and so forth. So Allah mazid fazid, Allah ta'ala accept that. In Iran, one lady was not wearing the scarf, what they call hijab, properly. So another lady told the policeman, look at that lady. So that Iranian policeman said, just leave her, I got nothing to do with her. So he was reprimanded and so forth, that why you didn't take action and so forth. So remember that Iran is in big problem. One side, they want to impose the hijab, the scarf. But on other side, they promote the mut'a, prostitution. Khomeini, la'anahullah, writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail, which I have, and they gave it to me. Remember, you can make muta prostitution for 1 hour. Now, how you reconcile this? On one side, you promote prostitution, and on other side, you say, no, they must wear scarf. So with the scarf, they can do promote prostitution. Inna lillahi wa inna raji'un. Therefore, we rule, they're not Muslims, they're out of the fold of Islam. Hundreds of people from Afghanistan want to go to Britain and so forth, so the judge say, yes, we will listen to their cases. Some of them are judges and some other professional people and what have you. So you know the British always double standards there. The Marburg virus has struck Equatorial Guinea, so there also big problems. And America say Russia wants to overthrow Moldova. Can you believe that? Anything they can find, the propaganda will go on, because Russia, Putin is a big harami. Therefore, we support him. Putin, you put them in the right place. We're making dua for you. Allah give you Iman and Islam, and you become our commander-in-chief. We need some people like you who can take in America, can take on Europe, can take on NATO, can take on UK. You show me one Arab leader, one Muslim leader, if you can call them Muslim. Majority of them are not even Muslim. So who can do that? Hopeless, useless, impotent, remember that. So therefore, we need people like this. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajulil fajir. Allah ta'ala assists this deen sometimes through non-Muslims also. Authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Today, inshallah al-Aziz, between 8:30 and 9 will be Brother Haji Abu Bakr Rawat with Ma Zahid Khan. And then 11 to 12, Mona Arafat and myself, Bliss of Marriage. And thereafter, 1 to 2, will be the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. May Almighty Allah make it easy and accept it.
Let's start to what Sister Tully. She says, hi, it's Tully here. Morning to you, AK. Remember the Christian sister that messaged you last night on your program. Thank you so much for inviting me to join your ship to heaven. How many questions am I allowed to ask you about your religion, Sister Tully, Ustad?
My Sister Tully, morning to you. I'm so happy you accepted our invitation and you woke up so early. So we will allow you today 2 questions. Normally we allow 1 because we have to give the other listeners a chance. I'm sure you will understand that. And this program is daily, my Sister Tully, from Monday to Saturday. So every day you pose 1 question. We have no problem, my sister.
I've got Brother Wesley Ustad. He says that, how would you compare Zimbabwe to Botswana and South Africa. Wesley, we started.
It depends what are we talking about. If you're speaking about economy, then remember the economy of Botswana is the strongest compared to South Africa, Zimbabwe. If you are speaking about, you must remember, opportunities to do business and so forth, then Zimbabwe has got wonderful opportunities. You must remember that as long as you are African, black and so forth, you're not a white, so then you can do a lot of business there. And South Africa, you know better than me, Botswana has a lot of restrictions, you must remember that, and they won't just allow you to enter the diamond trade and so forth. That's run by the Jew boy there, and the Jutlas and so forth, so it just depends. And if you are speaking about crime and so forth, then you know South Africa is the gay capital of the world, the crime capital of the world.
I've got here a brother says, can a Muslim make money, Mufti Saab, from tricks hidden to the public, for example, making money disappear in his hands, although many people know how to do it? Just a trick of the eye, Ustad.
Remember, optical illusion, that's the proper term, my brother. So you want to become a magician, a jadugar, a sahir, absolutely haram, remember that. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us about this and said that this is sihar, is jadu, is not a sagira, a minor sin, is not kabira, a major sin, is akbarul kabair, and it is, you must remember, a most heinous crime that a person will go out of the fold of Islam if he's not careful. Imam Malik rahimahullah says people who dabble in witchcraft and magic and sorcery, they already out of the fold of Islam. He quotes the verse, Imam Malik rahimahullah, chapter 2 verse 102, about Harut and Marut, the two angels who descended in Babil, remember, in Babylon, Iraq. Innama nahnu fitnatun fala takfur. Once you learn this, you're going to enter into the realm of kufr and blasphemy. The people, the Jews, would say in those days, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, King Solomon, Prophet Solomon, we say to be a Nabi and a Prophet is much, much greater and superior than being a king. So they said he's running this magnificent kingdom with sorcery, magic. Quran says, Wama kafara Suleiman. Nabi Suleiman alayhi salam did not commit kufr and blasphemy. If me and you had to write, we should say Wama sahara Suleiman. But Allah used the word that he did not commit kufr. So therefore, all this haram. Story time. When we were very young, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, I had an uncle, many people know him. With his name, they used the term, I won't use his name, obviously. So, magician. So, we ourselves, we were fascinated by him, you know. So, we used to wear tie, you know, go school, all this thing. So, he'll call us, come here. And he say, where's the 20 cent? So, we give him 10 cent, 20 cent. He say, open your hand. So, we open the hand. He put the 10 cent, 20 cent there in our hand. He say, now watch. So, now he read something just to make us fools. And then he pulls the 20 cent out from our tie. You understood? So you must remember these type of things here. All this is sorcery. He said, fill up that bottle with water. Then he put a hanky on top of it. And then he turns the bottle around. Not one drop of water comes out. So many tricks like this and all these type of things. All haram, all these things. Obviously, we were very naive. We were very young. We were minors. And we would find it fascinating. In Islam, all that haram, unlawful. Definitely not permissible.
Somebody says here, Mufti Saab, I used to see my friends receiving Valentine gifts. I feel so unlucky, and I was sad. I felt I was so ugly. That's why I don't get anything. Allah saved me from this. I'm so thankful to my Allah. Today I'm happily married. 39 years, Ustad.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So today, after sunrise, 15 minutes or so, read 2 rakat Salatul Ishraq, read another 2 rakat, therefore, Salatul Shukr, to thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and say, Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. O Almighty Allah Jalla wala, all praise is only for you. All thanks and gratitude is only for you. Today the Western world tells us is 14 February, Valentine's Day. The Arab countries, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, all of them, they promote it. Allah forbid, they call it Eid al-Hub. All haram. Everything to do with Valentine is haram. And we are Muslims. Our allegiance is to Almighty Allah Jalla wala, to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the beloved Sahaba and companions, and the Awliyaullah and the four schools of thought. That in a nutshell is Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So remember this, that to sell these cards or whatever else, and you know, it's written on the garments, the clothing, I love Valentine, and all this for us Muslims, haram and not permissible. So you, my brother, always remember the law Quran mentions, وَأَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Sometimes you dislike something, but in the long run, it's better for you. So only Almighty Allah knows His wisdom. We, with our puny little brains, we can't think further than our nose. Remember that. So therefore, thank Almighty Allah daily for His ever-recurring bounties and favors upon us.
I've got brother Arthur, and he says, AK, why does a Saudi crown prince support Israel? Arthur, Ustad.
Yes, I told you that you think he's a Muslim. We told you so many times, MBS means Murtad bin Shaitan. He was planted there to destroy Islam. And remember how many ulama, scholars, imams he has locked up and imprisoned and so forth. So he's a useful idiot for the West, for America and Israel. But he's realizing now that, remember, America and them just want to use him. So he wants to jump ship. He wants to join BRICS, join Russia, join China, and so forth. So remember that our ruling is on this, that they're not Muslim, these people. That they reject Ahadith, they build sanamas in Medina Munawwara, bikini beaches there, you must remember, in Jeddah. You speak one word against him, and you're in Saudi Arabia, you send one tweet, they lock you up for 10, 20, 30 years, which has happened already. So therefore, brother, it is just a fallacy to think that these people are Muslim, just like the Shias, the people in Iran, the rulers, they all have Muslim names, but they're not Muslim. So similarly, yeah, as well.
Ustad, can Trump become the first president to be indicted and serve time? AK, it's looking like Trump is winning the votes. Ustad.
Remember, before we answer about Trump and so forth, remember, my sister Tilly, you got a question? Please, you got still 5-7 minutes left. Send in your question now. We're waiting for your question, Mona. You'll see, inshallah, at least one question she will send in. Okay, people want to indict, remember, Trump and so forth. So you call it indictment and so forth. So Trump is a maverick character. He will tell them, fine, I'm ready to go to court, Supreme Court, Constitutional Court, whatever court they have there, federal court and whatever. But it must be live on TV, because he's a good actor. He knows. He'll take out all the secrets and classified information of America. So therefore, you must remember, they fear him. And the grand old party, GOP, that's what they call the Republican Party, that even today, if you see, he has a lot of support among the whites and so forth, the white supremacists, they love it, that they know, he says, make America great again, and we must bring change and so forth. So it's all just rhetoric, and you must remember that if you look at Trump's track record, that so many crimes he committed, you must not pay taxes and what and what. So the full taxes we mean. So remember that just two old people, they must just retire and go. One is Biden and one is Trump. Come on, America, you got Chinese fever. Bring on the youngsters who got some brains and will apply sanctions on the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel.
Tilly, she says, so what is so different from the Bible and your Holy Quran? Please explain to me. I feel a bit lost.
Right, my sister Tilly, let's start. You say, as a Christian, and Christianity teaches you Trinity, you say three is one and one is three. We say in Islam, there's only one supreme being, one Allah. You, my sister Tali, you must go and read chapter 112, okay? The third, the last chapter of the Noble Quran is just 4 or 5 verses. So you must remember that. I give you exactly that. Remember Suratul Ikhlas, and that is chapter number 112, and it comprises 4 verses. So it's very short, you just read it, and there you will understand what we say as Muslims. So I want to pose the following questions to you, my sister Tali. You said last year that on 25th December Jesus was born. So it means that before his birth, he was non-existent. So how the world was running, the sun was rising, the sun was setting, all that, there was no God, or one part of God was missing, according to your theory and your belief. Then you tell us that Jesus was crucified. So how come you God or Son of God and so forth, and you crucified and people are killing you and so forth? Third one, we reject all this obviously as Muslims. Then you as Christians believe that Jesus was buried in the tomb on Easter time. Therefore, December, you have Christmas. You say God is born, Son of God is born. And March and April, you have Easter time depending on the season, and you're celebrating what? That Jesus died for your sins. How God dies? Who runs the world? And not only dies, he's buried. When Mary Magdalene came there, they say in Christianity, Friday night he was put into the tomb. So Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday morning when Mary Magdalene comes, the tomb is empty, the grave is empty. So you see the problems you are facing, my sister. So that's the biggest foundation you must understand. Islam stands for monotheism and Christianity stands for polytheism. How can you have three gods and trinity and then they equal to one and one equal to three? This riddle is something no priest, no pope, no pastor can solve. And ask them these three questions: that God born, God died, God missing, you must remember, from the tomb, and then crucified. Where's the justice that he must die for your sins? Every person must be judged according to his or her own actions and own speech and own deeds. So everything of Islam is natural system and based on justice, my sister. So that is what we stand for. Mm.
She says, thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome. Tomorrow, another question. So we make you one question per day, Tilly. And then Tilly is going to tell the people about Islam, inshallah.
So Joseph says, AK, can I buy food from Halal Butcher for our Muslim staff at work for our annual braai? Joseph, who's that?
Remember that is not every halal certificate is halal. You know today that money is sweeter than honey. So many people put halal logos and so forth. You find non-Muslims putting also in so many parts of the world. So therefore, our verdict on that issue is that every halal logo does not necessarily mean halal and so forth. What you should rather do is that speak to your Muslim staff and tell them that they must be the ones to purchase it from such people whom they have 100% confidence in. And remember, then they can partake of it. But remember, there are still huge problems with your annual braai. Because you know how things go, Joseph. That one side you will tell the Muslim staff, Fatima, Zainab, and Muhammad, and Ahmed, and whoever else in your employment, that this is for you. But next to them, you're going to have your things there. You might have your wine, you might have your swine, and all these type of things. And you say, no, this is our annual braai. So then it's not permissible, all these things there. And there'll be many, many other issues. There'll be music there, intermingling their videos there. So therefore, it's not permissible. But I just wanted to explain to you regarding the halal logo story.
Listen to this one, Ustad. If I was a white farmer in South Africa, should I sell my farm now and get out, or should I keep ownership and fight the upcoming Constitutional Confiscation Without Compensation Act, Ustad?
Maybur. So Maybur is my brother. Maybur is my farmer. So I prate letal, you know, the biki biki Afrikaans and all that. He's very good question. if I'm a white farmer and I know what might happen, we can't say 100%, but the fear is always there. So should I move and sell my farm, take my money, move lock, stock and barrel, or stay here? This is for the white farmer. So I met some of them. You must remember New Zealand, Australia, you go Canada, you go here. You just go across the border and go and see how many of them have settled. You must remember in Mozambique and so forth. So you know in Islam, mebrur, mebur. So that's our Afrikaans, right? Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that al-mustasharu mu'tamanun. When you ask for mashura, you ask for, you know, suggestions and consultation. We must be honest with you. If I was in your position as a white person, a white farmer, long time I would have sold up, cash up my money and move lock, stock and barrel. You want to move nearby, you can move to Mozambique, you can move to Zimbabwe, you can move to any other country. Yeah, Mauritius, you have the whiteys there, so many of them. And you want to move far, you go to New Zealand, you go to Australia, you're a white guy, they'll accept you there. And you have all the skills, you must remember, nobody can beat you, white farmers. In the world, there's very few people. In New Zealand, they'll welcome you. So it depends, mebrur and mebur, where you want to go to. But sell, yes, 100%, you sell and go. That is my sincere advice to you. This is for you only. Mm.
He says, yes, I am a boor. My name is Jacko, J-A-C-O, A-K.
100 million Jacko. So Jacko world is South Africa lost, ne? En weg gaan en weg hartroep. On zal u zien, inshallah. So we'll meet you one day, meneer Jacko.
Subhanallah. I see I've got Eric, he says, what will happen in the next 24 hours or in the following days or weeks after China finally announced openly that they will provide military and financial aid to Russia on its war against Ukraine, Ustad?
Remember, that's not a secret. This is going on for years and years and so forth. You call that an open secret. Russia, China, Turkey before the earthquake. And remember, Iran, India, they're all together, you must remember. One giving this support, that support and so forth. They're all fed up of the white hegemony. They're all fed up of the new world order and the reset and so forth. And America doing dadagiri. You know the word dadagiri. The dadagiri is we want to be the bully in the street, in the town, in the country. So we will bully everybody and so forth. They say we ready for you. Come on the field and then we will show you. So you can see they're catching out. Taliban gave them such a good hiding. Today I'll send out something. So you watch my groups, inshallah. Mashallah, the groups are increasing also. Every day with the help and mercy of Allah, we will send out something about Taliban and we'll send out something about PE. Last question, Maulana.
Ustaz, I've got a question from a pastor. He says, I'm a pastor from Margate listening to you guys. Please, somebody told me to ask you to pray for his daughter. She's got cancer. She's only 11 years old.
What's her name, pastor? Quick, quick. May Almighty Allah grant your daughter Shifa-e Kamil, complete cure. In the name of one and only God. Not Trinity, my brother. And you pray. Pray now with me. Oh, Almighty Allah, grant my beloved daughter. We don't know her name, but Allah knows her name. And inshallah, you give out charity to the poor. And say, oh, Almighty Allah, give shifa and cure to my beloved daughter. She, what's her age? 11 years old.
G11.
Yeah, like we got our youngster, Abdul Dayan, Abdul Aziz, 11 years old. So, inshallah, Allah grant her shifa. We will make dua for her. And Almighty Allah grant her a speedy recovery, pastor.
Keep on.
What's the name?
Pravani.
Pravani. So Allah Ta'ala grant Pravani complete shifa. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.